There's growing concern for the plight of tens of thousands of people in Mozambique after another powerful cyclone hit the nation 3 days ago. At least five people have been killed when Cyclone Kenneth struck, wiping out entire villages. Rescuers are still trying to reach the hardest hit areas at risk of further flooding and landslides. Kenneth hit barely a month after Cyclone Idai, which killed more than 900 people in three countries. Matthew Carter is with the International Federation of the Red Cross in Mozambique, and he's in the northern city of Nampula. Matthew Carter, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Thanks for having me.
Heavy rain has been falling steadily in northern Mozambique since the cyclone Kenneth hit last Thursday. You've been trying to reach the city of Pemba, I understand, but haven't been able to. What do we know about places like Pemba? What's the latest?
Well, as you say, heavy rains have been falling for a few days now, and today we saw in Pemba flash flooding in much of the town. As you say, I was due to fly into Pemba this morning, but my flight was cancelled for that reason. And, I mean, the flooding is hampering aid efforts to get out to these more remote areas where, you know, some assessment teams still haven't reached on the ground. We've seen footage from the air that looks quite severe, the damage on islands off the coast of Mozambique and in the coastal areas where the cyclone first made contact with the land. So, as I say, rain's continuing to fall. It's been torrential most of last night and most of the morning in Pemba. And we're really scrambling around to try and work out where aid is most needed.
What's the biggest threat, as you say? Aerial photos show several of the coastal villages flattened by the storm. The death toll now stands at five, which is, you know, a relatively low number, I suppose, in comparison to Cyclone Idai. But is flooding still a major threat? Flooding for those coastal villages and flooding from the Megaruma River. What's your biggest concern?
Absolutely. I mean, it's the safety of those populations at risk of flash flooding and landslides in the short term. Some people living, like you say, by the rivers. And, I mean, there's some reports of up to 250 millimetres of water falling over the last couple of days. That's an awful lot of rain in a short space of time. And if the situation in Pemba, where there was flash floods earlier today, is replicated throughout the north, then we might well see an enormous humanitarian catastrophe unfolding. So it's still early days. And like I say, we're trying our best on the ground to make progress to these remote villages. There are Mozambique Red Cross volunteers embedded in most districts in the northernmost province of Mozambique. And in the days leading up to the cyclone, they were talking to their communities, warning them of the danger. And in the last day or so, they've been in the same communities and doing what they can to assess the damage and help people out where needed, of course. In the kind of next few days, when the rain stops, we worry about, you know, standing water is a recipe for waterborne diseases. We saw an outbreak of cholera about four or five weeks ago now in Beira town where Idai hit. And then it's a question of food as well. What are these people going to eat? It's harvest time here, and a lot of people are subsistence farmers. They've lost their crops, and that'll be a worry in the kind of short to medium term.
Sure. It's 23 past six. Matthew Carter is with the International Federation of the Red Cross in Mozambique. Matthew, the World Meteorological Organization says that, and UN weather experts say, it's unprecedented for two cyclones of such intensity to hit Mozambique in the same season. It's also the first time a cyclone has reached as far north as Kenneth's hit when it struck. Amnesty International Secretary General Kumi Naidu says this is what climate scientists have been warning about, and that people of Mozambique are bearing the brunt of a crisis they had no part in creating. Is there a concern there amongst service providers, but also amongst the government and the people, that this kind of more extreme cyclonic season is going to be the new normal? The climate is changing, and this is what it's delivering.
I mean, yeah, that's absolutely a worry. I think people, in the days and weeks to come, might reflect on if there's a new normal in the climate science. For now, people are still concerned about their loved ones and their well-being, their property, their shelter. Like you said, this is the first time a storm of this size has hit the northernmost province of Mozambique in the satellite era. So it's very, very unprecedented. Combining with that, with the effects of Stormy Day only 6 weeks ago, this is a big emergency for the country of Mozambique. It's quite unprecedented. So the Red Cross have a large, and the Red Cross and the international aid community have a large operational presence in the city of Beira in central Mozambique now after E-Day. And perhaps we're in a better position to be able to respond in the north because of that. But like you say, I mean, resources are stretched, and it's unprecedented to have two in such a short space of time here.
And with villages flattened and somewhere between 20 and 30,000 people evacuated, I'm not sure where they all are, but when the storm passes and you can get into these places, people are going to need to start to be rebuilding. And that brings you to the notion of the climate, if there is a change in climate, to be considered about where you rebuild, how you rebuild, doesn't it? How you mitigate against
absolutely
further storms.
Yeah. And, a lot of these places that are built on silty, sandy terrain that is a danger when inundated by water because of landslides and so forth. So, like I say, this particular area of Mozambique is really unaccustomed to such a large storm. It will be interesting how it's rebuilt, and I can say that the Red Cross have been operating in that area for a long time and will be operating for a long time to come. We have volunteers and staff embedded in almost every community in the north of Mozambique, and we envisage being there for the long term when it comes to rebuilding.
Matthew, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Matthew Carter from the International Federation of the Red Cross in Mozambique, where Cyclone Kenneth hit last week, just weeks after Cyclone Idai struck the same area. More than 600 people were killed then and five so far, and that toll is expected to rise. It's 6:26 on Breakfast.